Gal Gadot hosts Evening with Holocaust Survivor for Hollywood Guests. By Joel B. Polak on April 20, 2023. Israeli actress Gal Gadot, best known for her role in Wonder Woman, hosted Holocaust survivor Selena Binias, 91, at her home on Tuesday to relate her story to fellow Hollywood A-listers. Binias is the youngest of more than 1,100 Jews rescued by German industrialist Oskar Schindler, whose efforts were portrayed in the Oscar-winning film Schindler's List. The Des Moines Register related part of her story last year. Selena Binias was 12 years old and naked when she looked death squarely in the eye and found the courage to utter three short words. "Let me go," she said in German to the notorious Nazi Dr. Josef Mengele, the angel of death, at Auschwitz in 1944. Mengele then pushed her aside rather than to the left, which would have meant certain death. Binias, who eventually moved to Des Moines as a teenager with her parents and graduated from North High School and Grinnell College, became a school teacher in New York before retiring with her husband in California. "She lives there today at age 91 and is in good health," said her son, Rob Binias. Her husband of 62 years, Amir Bini Binias, a retired dentist, died on October 4, in 2022. Schindler used his factories to enlist, as forced laborers, many Jews who otherwise would have been murdered. He included many Jews who were technically too young or old to work, saving them from certain death. Gadot hosted the evening as part of a grassroots program, Zikaron in Basilan, aimed at encouraging people to commemorate the Holocaust in intimate gatherings in their homes, not just in public memorial events. She worked with the University of Southern California's Shoah Foundation. The Times of Israel reported. Survivor Selena Binias shared her story with Gadot's family and friends, including Sacha Baron Cohen, his wife Isla Fisher, Harvey Keitel and Wonder Woman director Patty Jenkins. Gadot, the granddaughter of a survivor, said that hearing Binias's testimony deeply affected everyone present. The Shoah Foundation was established by Spielberg after the completion of Schindler's List to collect and preserve video testimonies of survivors and witnesses of the Holocaust. There are fewer and fewer Holocaust survivors still alive today who are able to share their stories. Most of those remaining are in their 90s and survived the Holocaust as children. However, the Shoah Foundation and other organizations have preserved many personal stories and testimonies of Holocaust survivors on film. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.